Orgasm. I love that song.
Isn't
so much.
That literally her new album, Ellie Goulding's new album, Delirium, is so off the chain. Like, there's four songs that I'm not into, but that is one of my, like, favorites. They all sound like singles.
Which I haven't heard a song that I liked that much in a long time. Seriously.
Wasn't that awesome? It was, like, the perfect combination between, like, obviously the kind of thing you hear on the radio, but still, like, super progressive.
Yes. I mean,
that makes sense.
I just loved it. I was sitting there bopping. Oh, my God. Yeah. In my chair.
So good.
Hey,
so good.
How you doing, Jason? How you doing, Christian? What's going on? I was trying to do
hey,
Christian.
Hey, y'all.
How's it going?
You are not going to let that Paula Deen voice go.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
He's hanging on to that one for sure.
Yeah, he is hanging on to it.
It is Tuesday, November the 10th, 2015. 10th. Thanks for joining us today on Gay XYZ. We are talking tonight about whatever's on our little minds. By the way, if you want to call into the show, you can use Skype and you can dial 214 if you want to. 214-477-3981 if you want to call on the phone, or you can call, I think it's off limits show, but this is the Gay XYZ show. But anyway, you can use off limits show if you want to call on Skype and you'll get through to us. So please call in, ask questions, comment, whatever. We're free to listen and talk to you. So we'll talk. Okay. We'll talk. All right. So tonight we're talking about lots of shit. And one of the things we wanted to talk about was Caitlyn Jenner receiving the Transgender Champion Award. So let's go with that one.
Okay. So Caitlyn Jenner, part of the Kardashian empire, quote unquote, received the Transgender Champion Award at the
yes.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought. So I was looking at something else. at the Glamour Women of the Year Awards in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, when I first saw it, because it was popping up on different things, on different websites and that type of thing, where it was saying that Caitlyn Jenner receives Woman of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first saw this, I was like, wait a fucking minute. I'm like, wait a minute. How is she going to get Woman of the Year? Okay, she still technically has a penis. But then I think when I later found out, I think most of the websites or these blogs or that type of thing were like rewording it to make it sound like she was getting Woman of the Year when it, technically it was a transgender champion award.
Oh, I see.
So I was just like, oh, I see. See, y'all are trying to throw a little bit of shade. Y'all trying to throw a little bit of side eye because the way they worded it online was Caitlyn Jenner receives a Woman of the Year award. And then so many people were just like, why is she getting Woman of the Year when there's so many other women who deserve it? And, you know, yada, 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 yada. And I was initially part of that at first till I did my research.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that
it wasn't Woman of the Year.
Exactly, when it was just transgender you know, champion.
People are just haters. People are going to be hating anybody anyway. It doesn't matter who she is. She's going to hate her because she's getting all this attention and everything. And eventually this will pass anyway. It's her time. Now, you do her voice for me, Christian.
I can't do Caitlyn's voice. I've never done
Caitlyn's
voice.
No, not Caitlyn's voice. I'm talking about Kim's voice. Because she goes on the show. She goes, it's your time. And whatever she goes,
you know, it's just your time right now, Caitlyn. And I just feel like, you know, everybody has their moment. I'm passing the torch to you.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't know. I don't watch the show, but I can only imagine.
I know, but she did say that to Caitlyn. So, Jason, I'm just saying that. It's like, you know, I agree that. I mean, so you're saying that you think that. You thought when they said it was Woman of the Year, did you think that she should have been called Woman of the Year, or did you think that she shouldn't be called Woman of the Year because she's not a woman or whatever?
I thought that she should because she's not technically a woman. She's a transgender woman.
Okay, so do we know if Caitlyn has had bottom surgery or not?
I'm sure she's not.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she has not.
So when she does have bottom surgery, are you going to refer to her as a woman then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to get you're like all Republican or
something. No. I was just going to be like, what I was thinking at the time is that when this, you know, initial article came out when it says she received Woman of the Year, I was like, why is she getting it? She's not technically a full woman.
I understand.
But it was just people to get, you know, get people all riled up and shit. So,
well, speaking of the year awards, Christian was talking about Out Magazine and Barack Obama's ally of the Year.
Yeah, today, or over this past week, Out Magazine put out their 100 gay people, I guess you would say, of the year that, you know, basically set a good standard for the gay celebrity.
Why aren't these three bitches on there?
Huh? What was that?
Why aren't these three bitches on there, that list?
Who?
The three of us.
Oh, us. We'll get there, girl. We'll get there, girl. Don't worry about it. We were 101, 102, 103.
Gotcha.
With the likes of Brad Goreski, Violet Chachki from RuPaul's Drag Race was on there, and a ton of other gay celebrities. But the main story is that they named Barack Obama number one as the ally of the year, which I think is pretty
well deserved.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like outstanding that they would just acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Some people are saying, you know, why? Because he's not in the 100 gay people, but they're calling him the ally of the year, which I think it is important to recognize the allies that are on our side and that continue to support us and use their voices, because those are those allies of ours are the ones that are going to help spread the message to other people that may be a little bit confused about gay lifestyles.
Well, absolutely. And you know, we as the gay community cannot do what we have done on our own. We have to have people to help us do it. It's not like we were helpless. It's just that every cause or movement has allies, and they always move forward because of people like that. And I've said many, many times before that President Obama is the gayest president we've ever had, ever, in terms of helping us, right? In terms of doing the most for us than any other president in history. So I think it's well deserved. Good for him. Congratulations, Barack Obama. Good for you. What do you think, Jason?
I'm happy. Well, I know he's not a gay man.
Right.
But, you know, with all the things he's done as far as, you know, gay rights and politics and speaking out on behalf of that type of thing. I'm happy for him. I mean, I'm glad he's gotten the award.
So am I.
I'm a, you know, Barack Obama supporter, so.
Me too. Yeah. It's all about equality. It's all about equality, and he's all about equality. That's good. Speaking of equality, the did you guys hear about the Houston thing, the Houston equality measure? There was a ballot, or not a ballot, initiative to have LGBT protection in Houston. And one of those parts of that initiative, or that ballot, or whatever it's called, I can't remember the word I'm looking for. But anyway, it called for allowing transgender people to use their the bathroom that represents who they, you know, what they look like or whatever.
Mm.
And it failed because of that, because people were actually going around saying that, oh, we're going to have men in dresses and bathrooms and whatever with your little girls and things like that. I mean, yeah.
I mean, well, how do they know that's not already happening now?
Well,
it is already happening now.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Have you seen how ridiculous this is? It's because, have you seen those pictures of there's like a campaign that shows how ridiculous it is to expect a transgender woman or transgender male to use the bathroom of their birth or whatever. Because like male to female transgender going into a man's bathroom, he looks like a woman, like somebody like Candace Kane, for example. You know Candace Kane is, right? You know, sure. Candace Kane, the famous transgender person, or even Caitlyn Jenner, maybe. Someone like that, if we didn't know who they were, going into a man's bathroom. How fucking ridiculous that looks. Or a female to male transgender going into a female bathroom. I mean, it's just so fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is what's happening down there. And so do you think this is fair for them to do this?
I don't even know.
Do you think it's fair for a city? I mean, do you think it's fair for these people to expect these people to use the bathroom of their birth as opposed to what they look
Absolutely
like?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't even think that needs to be a question. And so I just can't even fathom why that is a question. But it didn't – I mean, I saw you had posted something about it. Didn't Dallas do something?
That was the next thing I was going to say, is Dallas today passed legislation or whatever, protections for transgender people to be able to use the bathroom, and also just actually added LGBT protections overall through the city of Dallas. So right. We in Dallas are doing it right, woot woot. But down there in Houston, they still got some work to do. But anyway.
And that's weird, because I thought Houston would have been
Houston
would have jumped on top of that, and we would have been the ones that would have been having issues with it.
Houston has a lesbian mayor. So
that is so weird.
Yeah. So it's
not the lesbian.
No, I know that they.
Let me be clear before somebody sits some hate mail.
But yeah. So anyway, I just think it's just more ridiculousness. But what else is new?
It is more ridiculous. But you know, obviously, as LGBT community, we have a lot of work that still needs to be done.
Exactly.
And as far as equality goes, and this is just another example of that. If I, you know, to be honest with you, I kind of think that. Of course, we should have a men's and a women's for those people, but you know, there I don't see a problem with a co-ed type of restroom for the people that don't care about either
right.
or. Because you know, for me, sometimes I don't feel. For me, even though I look like a man and I am a man, sometimes I'm not comfortable going into a restroom by myself.
You're looking
public
like
restrooms.
A man.
I hate public restrooms.
Yeah, and I think that's a gay thing, especially if you're not one of the like. The masculine dudes who are like, you know what I mean? And so I know when I was in middle school and things like that, I was afraid. When I was in middle school, I literally would go to school, I'd pee before I went to school, and I'd pee when I got home, and I would not go during the day because I was afraid to go in the bathroom because I was afraid of getting beat up. Yeah. And so I was like, so it's a very, I think it's a common fear for gay guys, even as adults, even though we're past that point. I think when we go in there, we may feel uncomfortable. Even when I'm going to the fucking movie theaters now, I'm like, okay, I got to put my guy face on. Don't look at other guys' dicks. And don't, I mean, not that I have to control myself, but you know what I mean? It's like.
But you don't even want to look like that's what it looks
right,
like.
No matter, right. No matter. No impropriety. And I don't even use the urinals. I go into the fucking.
The stall.
Oh my god, yes. I do the same thing.
I go to the stall.
I thought I was the only one.
No, I don't go to. The only time I go to the urinal is if there's only urinals available. And
The only time I do this is if I'm in there by myself.
Or that, yeah. But that's the only way I'll go.
Or if there's those big dividers in between, like those big tall dividers,
yeah.
Then I might do it then. But some bathrooms don't even have the dividers. It's just like a row of urinals. I'm like,
I know. No. And actually every time, not every time, what am I saying every time? I mean, several times in my life, I've been to those urinals in gay places and guys are starting to look over, you know, look over. And I'm like, what are you doing? Stop looking over here. And so to me, when you go to a normal place, a straight place, a non-gay establishment, it's just weird to me. And so I just don't have any desire to do it. I just don't do it. But yeah, I thought it was just me too, Jason, so that's good to know.
I'm sure it's a lot of people then. So we should I'm down for a open-minded in between restroom.
Well, then again, that's really the thing about that though, is I'm fine with that too. But I am very like I see women differently than most men because I guess because I'm gay. And so I don't want a girl looking at my dick. I just don't. And a lot of gay guys could care less. They could care less. Mm-hmm. I care. So I don't want a girl looking at my penis. And so for me, I wouldn't want to use a co-ed bathroom either. Can you imagine a stall? First of all, did you know they make female stalls where you can squat? I mean, urinals. I'm sorry, urinals.
I don't visit the...
I'm just saying
the female side that often, so
they make them.
I think they have those over like in other countries.
Yeah,
like Japan
in Japan. Japan, yeah. Yes, they have them there and some Middle Eastern places. And can you imagine like going next to some woman squatting while she pees? That just seems weird to me. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just hard.
See, my concern would be like going into a stall and then there's like somebody's used tampon just like
ew.
On the ground.
Ew.
Well, you know they say that supposedly women's bathrooms are nastier than men's bathrooms.
I have heard
you were gonna say, you know they say that's good luck.
No, hell no. If I were to see
I was like, what the fuck is he about to say?
No, if I were to see a used tampon in the bathroom,
you know they say that a bloody tampon is good luck. That's hilarious. No.
No,
that is really gross. Yeah, I would too. Anyway, so speaking of crazy shit, I was talking to Jason. I mentioned this the other day to Jason, and he said he wanted to talk about it on the show tonight too.
About Vivica. I see how it is. Y'all having conversations with that?
No, it was on the page or whatever. But anyway, Vivica Fox on
Yes. Let's
live.
Get to the bullshit.
Y'all go ahead. I don't know what to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So. Season premiere of Housewives of Atlanta came on this past Sunday, which was good. It was an opener. It wasn't anything dramatic going on. Just to kind of just let people know, you know, where people were, that type of thing. So, show came on. Fast forward to watch what happens live. So, the two guests that they had were Candy Burris and Vivica A. Fox.
which actually, not to like... you know, point my nose up or anything. I've actually met both of them. So that was like, when I watched the clip, I was like, oh my God, I've met everyone in this except Dandy Cohen.
And were they nice?
Yes. Vivica was very nice. Her cheekbones did look like Maleficent. So I'm going to give Candy more of that.
They do.
And Candy, it was both of them this year. I actually met Candy in Dallas at like a women's empowerment thing. And she was really nice. I didn't really get to talk to her that long because she was in a rush. But really nice and much shorter in person than I anticipated.
She's tiny.
Besides the
point. Go ahead, Jace.
Yeah, she's tiny. She's only like 5'1", 5'2". She's tiny. But anyway, so Watch What Happens Live comes on. And the two guests were Candy Burris and Vivica A. Fox. So they get to the point where, you know, they ask three things about the celebrity, about personal stuff, whatever the case may be. And everyone knows that if you do not know, Vivica A. Fox and 50 Cent dated back in the day, like back in 2002, like over 10
years. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's because you might have been like two at the
two.
Time. But back in the day, 50 Cent and Vivica A. Fox dated. It was very short lived. It didn't last long. Mm-mm. So when they got around to the three questions that they asked the celebrities, y'all
Andy
know
is all
Andy
about
is
shade.
Messy. Andy is a messy ass gay man.
He
I'm
is.
Telling you.
He is. Yes.
So then he says, he asked Vivica the question about, because, you know, they had the thing saying that Empire ratings had dropped the second season because of, quote unquote, gay stuff, according to what 50 Cent said.
Right.
So Vivica Fox said, well,
Which, hold on. To be clear, the reason that he's asking her this question is because she's now a new character on the show.
That's correct.
On right. Empire. So a lot of people don't know that. So he's not just randomly asking her this, but she's about to be on the show. Right. So that's why.
Right, right. So he asked her the question of, you know, why do you think, you know, season two Empire ratings dropped slightly because of quote unquote gay stuff, according to what 50 Cent said. And she said, well, first of all, it's like calling the kettle black.
And there's like silence.
And that was I was watching this, okay?
I was too.
And then, of course, Candy was like, what?
Candy goes, ooh.
Candy goes, everyone's ooh. Reaction was like, did I just hear that right?
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
What?
And then Candy, and you know, Candy will come just flat out and come out and say, she was like, so are you trying to say he's gay?
Are you trying to say?
I was like, Candy, oh my God.
She's like, so are you trying to say he's gay or whatever like that?
She was like, well, and then she just, you know, and then Andy said, well, are you insinuating that he may have something going on? And then Vivica did like play with her hair and did,
she
like,
said, well,
strange look into the camera for a moment.
And then she said, didn't she, what she said was, well, all I got to say is that cover with Soulja Boy and 50 Cent. Kind of told.
Yeah, she said.
Like,
well, he did a cover on Vibe magazine, which actually turned out to be Double XL.
And she said, look, a little booty snatch.
Yeah, she was like, you know, he was on the cover with Soulja Boy, and she said, when I looked at it, I just kind of went,
And then she said, booty snatch.
She did.
She said, she was like,
what is the booty snatch?
She was like, yeah, he looks like he might have been a little bit of a booty snatcher. Yeah. I said, oh. And then Candy is like, oh Lord, oh my God, oh my God. I said, y'all about to send Candy into labor.
And she was like, okay. She's like, we're gonna have to talk after
the show.
And
it was like, oh my God. She was like, we gotta talk after
exactly.
the show.
I love Vivica Fox. She's so damn messy.
And then,
like,
of course,
her.
Andy's like, okay, Vivica Fox, you're now my favorite all time
yeah,
favorite
you
guest.
Can come back anytime.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
And it's ever since she said that, like, if the internet has blown up with this whole 50 versus Vivica thing, I mean, it's on every website. I mean, every website.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's gay or not, but I mean, I don't think he is, but maybe he's got some tendencies. But
exactly. And then 50 came out saying that he tweeted something saying that she's calling me gay, but she wanted to lick my ass.
Exactly. No. Yeah, she wanted, exactly. She wanted to lick
he
my ass.
He said that.
Yes,
yeah, and I'm like, that's not really a comeback. You kind of just kind of. I was like, I feel like you're just kind of like confirming things.
Making it. Yeah. Yes, well, first of all, let's clarify. And I have to say, just because a guy likes anal sex does not make him gay.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I agree with that.
Whether it's a tongue or a dildo or a finger or whatever. I'm sorry. It's just about what it feels like. That's all. But go ahead.
Exactly. So ever since then, they've been going back and forth, and 50 been saying different things. And then he tweeted a picture of Vivica before she had plastic surgery and was saying horrible things. I mean, it was very high school the way they were going back and forth after the show.
Vivica is Petty Crocker.
She totally is. Yeah.
She's so damn petty.
She totally is. But that's what I like about her, because she is like that. And like, she was calling out Kenya on the show too for her cell phone. She's like, that bitch owes me $650 from my phone from Celebrity.
She's still on that two fucking years ago.
Yes.
She's like, you still owe me $600, Trick.
Exactly. Anyway, that's,
I was like, oh my God. So
it was.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I just became Team Vivica. I was always Team Vivica, but that. At that moment, I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, this made some good-ass television.
She looked the house down. She looks so damn good in that
clip.
She
really does.
She really does.
Her face is kind of filled out a little bit, which is nice.
Yeah.
Those chic bones.
Oof, I know.
But isn't she like in her 50s now?
Yeah, she's in her 50s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which just to be hearing a 50-year-old say Soulja Boy,
right?
Hilarious.
Right. That's because she's on the pulse. She was in all that anyway. She knows about it. So let's talk about for a few minutes. Let's talk about Atlanta Housewives. I know you don't watch that, Christian, or do you watch it?
I do watch it, but I haven't seen the new episode.
Oh.
I'm so behind on anything Bravo reality show.
Well, let's just quickly review. Jason, you want to talk about it real quick?
So once again, Atlanta Housewives premiered this past Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Right.
And of course, I was in my living room watching it. I mean, the episode was good. It was just kind of like just letting people know what was going on since the last episode. So they, you know, I didn't really write notes. I just wanted
I want to talk about, like, for example, the house thing, the houses. So there's Kenya has a new house she bought it right across the street, practically from Sheree Whitfield's house,
Chateau Sheree.
And except for Kenya's is in a ditch.
It is. Oh, it's she bought a house. It looks like 15 murders have been committed there. And she's trying to build it and doing this. Spider webs all over the place.
But wait. It is going to be an awesome house when she's done. It's like she's going to completely redo the house. It's a really modern house, which I'm totally into modern houses. Totally modern. It's going to be awesome. But it is the thing
that
is...
That driveway. And yes. Cynthia was in the passenger seat. And when they pulled up, face. Cynthia had this look on her face like... Okay.
Cynthia can't even go there.
I know.
Do y'all remember Bar One?
Yes.
Don't even
yes.
go there.
Yes.
But no, Cynthia was like, what in the hell? It was hilarious. In the confession, she was like, what in the hell is this?
And then later in the show, Kenya and Sheree meet up at Candy. Was it Candy's event? Or whose event?
No, it was Cynthia's. She was having event. A sunglass lunch party.
Yeah, that's right. At her event, at Cynthia's event. And Kenya cannot help her bitch self, and she goes off on Sheree about her not having finished her house and how she's getting all these, she owes all these taxes to the city, and the neighbors are all complaining because her house isn't done. Of course, Sheree chimes in on Kenya. Anyway, so Sheree starts saying, well, at least my house isn't in a ditch, bitch, you know, shit like that. Because her house is way down, like down on a hill. Like
it's
way
like it's like below sea level.
Ravine or whatever. Yes.
It looks like that. Her house looks like it's below sea level.
Anyway, it was hilarious. And then, what was the other big thing?
Well, I know when they were on the way to the house, when Kenya and Cynthia were in the car, she was like, well, Cynthia was like, oh, you guys are going to become neighbors. So, and Kenya was like, yeah, maybe I need to get to know her because maybe she needed to borrow a cup of sugar or borrow some money on a light bill. I said, shade.
Yes. Shade.
You know what she was doing? She knew what she was doing.
Anyway, but the biggest thing I think about the show, this episode, was the thing with Cynthia and Peter. If you recall, if you follow the show or whatever, about a year ago, it was all over the internet. Peter was seen with this woman in Bar One in North Carolina, and he was like all up on her or whatever, and very inappropriately touching her or whatever, and kind of interface. And it was all over the internet. It was released. And Cynthia finds out about it on the show and she confronts him. Now, my problem with Cynthia is, and this is any woman or man who's in the situation where their man or girlfriend or whatever has cheated on you or somewhat cheated on you or been inappropriate or something. She just let him, she's like, I'm going to let you have it. You know, you're going to be dead when you leave here, that kind of shit. But she was all like, okay, whatever. Just don't do it again. And I'm like, how many times has this guy got to do this shit for you to get the clue? Don't you think he's a player or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, have you ever been in a relationship where a guy has done that to y'all where he's like, he keeps saying the same thing over and over again and you stay? I mean, I would have been gone by now. Would you stay?
Oh, hell no.
No, I wouldn't either. I think she's weak.
Never in the cheating context. Luckily, that's never something I've really
had to deal with. But I mean, just inappropriate behavior, though, even.
Like, but, oh. Yeah, trust me. I made the mistake of, doing that one too many times.
Yeah, and I think that's a bad idea. And I'm sure you've
learned it. Horrible. Yes. Learned my lesson.
And so the bitch is still there, and she's all, you know, we're good, marriage is hard, whatever. Yeah, but the guy obviously can't be trusted. So I'm sorry. I would not be putting up with that
shit. And here's another thing about it. Cynthia's sister Mallory came over.
She's
and
right
they
on
were
the
talking
money, by the way.
And Mallory is just as messy. She was like, well, are you attracted to your husband? And Cynthia was like, yeah, I'm attracted to my husband. And she was like, no, she said, do you love your husband? Cynthia said, yes, I love my husband. She was like, are you attracted to your husband? Cynthia said, yes, I'm attracted to my husband. Then she said, even with his clothes off.
And Cynthia said, no.
And then Cynthia said, no. I was like, why would you embarrass that man on TV like that?
She said no, and I'm like,
she was just being honest. Are y'all attracted to y'all husbands naked?
I mean, but don't say that on national television.
But I mean, exactly. She knows she's on a worldwide show.
You have cameras and microphones in your kitchen. Why would you say that?
She could have told her off camera that was the
exactly
case.
Because she's just trying to keep it interesting. She's trust me. She's the next to go.
She is.
So she's just trying to keep the peach. All right.
So then once she said that, then I got curious. I said, I wonder what Peter does look like.
Oh, I don't want to know.
I mean, I'm not saying I would go for him. I mean, his attitude alone just not no. Yeah. But
he
I'm
reminds
just
me
saying,
of Uncle Ben. Just like
curiosity, I was like, I wonder what he looks like.
Just like Nene said that time, he reminds me of Uncle Ben on the box of the box of rice. He looks just like Uncle Ben. I do not want to see Uncle Ben naked. Sorry.
Didn't Phaedra say that about him or something like that?
No, it was Nene. Oh, she called him Uncle Ben. Yeah. Anyway.
And then we have this thing with Portia. Portia has her peach back. I'm not really sure why.
Oh my god!
She does have her peach back.
I can skip over her whole fucking section. I can't stand that bitch. I can't stand her.
So Portia's on there, and she's supposedly in love with this guy that she met on Twitter, I believe. Or Instagram or one of them.
A month ago.
They met a month ago, and he's already on camera.
And she's buying him shit.
I said he's trying to get his come up through Portia.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you dated for a month? And she's like, oh, we're so in love. I'm like,
it's ridiculous.
Y'all dated a month.
I don't really give a damn because Portia needs her a decent storyline. So y'all leave her alone.
She's boring. I can't stand that bitch. I hate her.
And they say they in love. I'm not. Y'all are not in love. Y'all in lust. I do not see that shit lasting.
She's probably paying his phone bill too. I mean, it's that kind of relationship anyway.
He's a nice looking guy, but I'm like,
he's all right.
I
have a thing. I don't like the thug look. Black guys, white guys, Mexican. I don't like it. I just don't. I'm not attracted to the thug look. And
he
kind of
looks like Milan Christopher from Love.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, in a small way. I'm like, because that's the vibe I was getting. I was like, he's kind of giving me that straight version of Milan Christopher.
Which, speaking of Milan Christopher and Love and Hip Hop, now it's being rumored that. I don't know if you heard this, Jason, but if you watch Love and Hip Hop, those that know the show, there's two gay characters on the show. Long story short, the last season we've been following one of them in his coming out story and how he's been dealing with his ex. They were together for 10 years. Well, turns out now one of Amber's cousins or something of that nature blasted on Instagram this long message and said the real tea is that Amber and Miles are actually cousins and they were never in a relationship.
So that was all fake or something?
It was all fake.
Well, when it comes to Love and Hip Hop franchise,
I know that but literally cousins, I know that shit is fake, but
maybe
cousins,
maybe they're like 10th cousins or something. You know,
well, I mean, well,
which makes sense because they never showed up one photo of them together from their 10 years that they were together. They never showed one photo of them. They never showed them at prom. Their high school sweethearts never showed them at prom, never.
And then they were saying that allegedly that she already knew about this. And then when they went and talked
well,
to
that,
the couple,
yeah,
she,
I mean, that
she
I
was just acting out for the cameras. Yeah, and
sure.
That.
That's Love and Hip Hop. Fine. Yeah. Whatever. But for the whole storyline to be completely fake, stop.
Well, anyway, I think that show's ratchet anyway.
Yeah,
so whatever.
We know you. Okay. But so, speaking of Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. Did you guys happen to see Andy Cohen did some sort of like interview on his radio show or something? He said he teased that a new Real Housewives city,
it's Dallas.
Be coming soon.
No, it's already. I know it's confirmed. It's Dallas. Dallas is already filmed. It's already in the.
Do you guys remember what I told you?
No.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Sips tea. Well, maybe, you know, go ahead and listen to one of our older shows.
No, I believe you.
Are you going to be on one of the episodes?
You know, you never know.
Well, that's cool if you are. We can't wait to see you. That'll be fantastic and fabulous.
And if you do, you got to find a way to plug in the show.
Yeah. And I just hope that whomever they chose for Dallas were actually wealthy women and not some come-ups and shit. I can't stand that almost all these cities have people who don't actually have any money. It's people who actually just want to have money.
But see, my thing is that how do they How do they?
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Dallas, though, real quick. I'm sorry. Is that he actually was going to do Dallas years ago, and they actually had these women they were going to use for the show, but it didn't go well, and so they didn't use the show. And he said he had a really hard time finding women in Dallas who would actually let their tea out of the bag. You know what I mean? So, and that doesn't surprise me if you think about Dallas and the way Dallas is and pretty conservative.
You put me on the show, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know, but these are like wealthy socialite women.
Well, I guess I'm missing the wealthy part.
How do I say this nicely?
I feel like there's going to be a whole bunch of football wives or something.
One of the women is from LA and she just moved here.
Okay.
One of the women, she is an actress. And she's pretty known amongst like the social scene. As far as like her wealth goes, I'm not sure, but I've met her on many occasions. Another one of the women is a very popular realtor.
God, I hope it's not who I think it is.
I don't even know who y'all talking about as far as a popular realtor.
I'm not going to say her name on the show, but if it's who I think it is, I can't stand her. Ugh.
Well, I'll type it in the chat.
But it should be interesting how this plays out.
I want to see what it's probably this bitch.
I can't stand this woman. That's her name. I don't know if you know who she is. But
I don't even know who that is.
She's got lots of money and she's a horrible person.
He said one was a wife or something. It's not Pilar Sanders, is it? She's not one of them, is it?
I don't know who that is, no.
Anyway.
Deion Sanders' wife, ex-wife?
Oh, her. No, I doubt it's her.
Oh,
okay. I don't think there's any athletic people.
Well, I wonder when it's going to be released. Do you know that yet?
Rumors were January, back when it wasn't supposed to be a housewife show, but now that they're kind of, I know it actually is still filming right now.
Oh,
so.
It is? Okay. Well, good.
I want to, I'm going on this particular person's website to see what.
I know her and.
I can't find a picture. Hold on.
Know almost all the realtors in Texas because anyway, whatever. Anyway, so that's interesting.
She screams rich white Republican.
You forgot bitch. You forgot bitch. But anyway,
And also it's definitely going to be one of those things that's like total cliche Texas: big blonde hair, big boobs.
Well, of course, that's over what the everybody top. Expects.
Like, there's going to be, you're going to see an event of oh gosh, there's going to be a couple funny ones on there, but you're going to see the luncheons, you're going to see the hat parties, you're going to see the fashion shows / I don't know how
I'm
to
already
explain
getting
it,
kind of nauseous.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
She looks like she does not socialize with any black people.
She doesn't, trust me.
I'm just saying.
Our listeners have no clue who we're talking
she
about.
She has
so
no,
let's go
and
ahead
she
and move on
and wait. But Jason, and trust me, she doesn't have any that are on her staff that are either. I'm gonna assure you. Anyway,
when this show premieres,
yes.
I cannot wait, because when I tell you, I'm going to go in and let these bitches have it.
Oh, we're gonna talk about this show every time. Are you kidding me? Every time.
So maybe we can interview some.
If Christian gets on the show, we're gonna have to talk about Christian too. So.
I might be on the show. I mean, I've definitely been at events that they were filming at, but
you're not going to be in one of the confessionals.
No, absolutely fucking not.
Wait, before we move on, do you guys remember that show, Big Rich Texas?
Rich Texas.
Yes, that bullshit.
That was horrible. Yeah. It was the worst show. By the way, if you're listening to the show, if you've never seen it, it was a show called Big Rich Texas. It was on, I think, Lifetime or something. I don't know.
No, it was on MTV.
It was MTV?
It was
really?
On Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Oh, Oxygen. My bad.
Okay. Anyway, this show was the worst of the worst of Dallas. And these women were supposed to be all so rich and everything, and just the elitist of the elite. And they were like they went to some freaking country club in Tarrant County or in Fort Worth, which has nothing to do with Dallas, by the way. And none of them were really rich. It was just ridiculously sad and pathetic. And
you know, I got confused with I was confused with the show that came on MTV called Big Tips Texas about the bitches who worked at Redneck Heaven in Louisville. That's where I got confused.
Well, wasn't Big Rich Texas the
slutty
same?
Ass women who worked at a bar and served alcohol for a living, and somehow they got a fucking reality show. So
wasn't Big Rich Texas the same show they had, like the Daughters and Mothers show or whatever? And they,
yeah,
they changed the name. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But if we do have a Housewives of Dallas, I'm sure it'll be just as Christian described. It probably will, because he probably knows. But that's exactly what I would expect, and that's exactly what everyone else is expecting. So
I cannot wait. Hopefully we can interview some of them.
Oh yes, let's. Okay, so Donald Trump, Larry David, SNL talk.
Lord Jesus. So some more bullshit. So Donald Trump was on SNL and he was doing his monologue, and outside there was a group outside the studios protesting. They're called, I think it's called, the name of the group is called Deport Racism. Mm-hmm. And they were protesting outside, and they went on their site and they said anyone that will blurt out Donald Trump is a racist, they would give them $5,000.
Yeah.
So right in the middle of his monologue, and you could tell it was completely unscripted, unrehearsed, because Donald Trump was looking like completely lost for a moment. Someone gets up and says, Donald Trump is a racist. And then when they pan the camera out to the audience, it's Larry David. Now, if anyone knows who Larry David is, he is the guy that was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I absolutely love, by the way. And he was like, what are you doing? And Donald Trump was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, they would give me $5,000 if I said it, so I said it. Like, it was very nonchalant the way he did it.
Did you watch the show by any chance?
I didn't watch the show. I just watched the clip.
I specifically did not watch the fucking show because, you know, I cannot stand Donald Trump. And I can't believe – I mean, it's perfectly fine that SNL had him on because he's just like whoever. But why did they give this candidate, who is a candidate for president or whatever, believe it or not, the whole show and just give other people like Hillary and so forth just like a little skit? I didn't like that. But
I don't know.
But he is a racist, and it was hilarious when he did that. That was fantastic.
But see, I don't like it. Here's my thing with this. When they have politicians on these type of sketch comedy shows, if they're doing like a little sketch comedy like segment, that's fine.
Exactly.
But when you're doing a whole show, it's
right.
It's like I really don't want to see him in that type of environment. Not saying that he can't have fun in that type of thing, but it was just weird to me. And then they was also saying that out of the 1 hour, isn't the show on for like an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
They said out of the hour and a half combined, he was only on air for like 12 minutes.
So he sucks. He's not an actor.
Exactly. And then another thing was the most notorious thing, and you know, everybody was talking about, he did a parody of Drake's Hotline Bling video.
Yes. Yes.
And the way he was dancing, I was like,
well, he was intentional, I think, to dance like that.
Yeah, but I think that's how he dances for real.
Well, that too. That's what's funny about it.
I mean, he has true, like, no rhythm.
He's white, very, very white, let's just say that.
Yes, yes. Very, very white. And just no rhythm, just no.
Yeah.
No,
well,
no,
it was interesting. I don't think it was right for him to have him on the show, but whatever.
But they say that this will be the highest, supposedly the highest rated episode since 2012.
Yes, good for them. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck.
But I'm thinking to myself, I was like, well, what was back in 2012?
I don't know.
Was that back when Tina Fey was doing it? And
yeah, I think she was still on there then. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's when she was doing the Sarah Palin sketch.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah, probably right.
Which was hilarious, by the way.
It was. Okay. E! Network's launching a new Celebrity House type show starring Brandi Glanville.
Do you guys remember that show that was on VH1 like years ago called The Surreal Life?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do.
So basically, it's that, but it's going to be on VH1. So they're putting all these single celebrities on E Network.
Yeah. Yep.
into a house, locking them in the fucking house, like Big Brother style, mm-hmm. and filming the whole thing. And they have Brandi Glanville, Pauly D from Jersey Shore, Aubrey O'Day, who was in the group Dana DeKane.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. Okay, start over with the people who's going to be on the show, and then I'm going to add my little stuff in.
Okay,
Brandi Glanville.
Okay.
Desperate.
Aubrey O'Day from Dana DeKane.
No.
Pauly D.
No.
Desperate.
And a handful of other people that I can't remember off the top of my head.
No. So Brandi Glanville may be slightly interesting. The other was no.
I just thought it was interesting that Brandi Glanville is doing another reality show.
Well, she got fired. She wouldn't admit it, but she got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, she did? I didn't even know that.
She was fired from the show, but she said she was leaving the show because that's what they do. But then later on, Andy Cohen told her she said to Andy Cohen, if you ever want me back, I'm happy to come back. So she was fired.
A lot of times they're like liabilities.
Well, I don't know if she's a liability.
Or Danielle Staub. Like, a lot of the ones that are troublemakers.
Yeah. I don't know if she was so much of a liability because she really did bring good TV and drama on that show. I think she...
That bitch was an alcoholic. That's what that was.
Well, not as much as Kim. But yeah, anyway. She was pretty bad, though. She was bad, though. But I liked Brandi Glanville. Don't get me wrong. I like her because she's a tell-it-like-it-is kind of chick, even though she's like...
I like her, too. Messy, I always told myself that she was like the white version of NeNe.
She kind of is, in a way. That's probably why they get along so well. Anyway, and Khloe Kardashian reveals why she is still married to Lamar. What's going on there?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been all over the news about the Lamar Odom situation and how they canceled they called off their divorce. Well, she's actually now officially come out and done an interview. She said the reason that they're going to continue to be married at this point, even though they've been separated for a handful of years, that she has complete control over his medical situation.
His financial situation?
Medical situation.
Oh, just the medical, not the financial.
Yeah.
Here's a problem that I have. Why is she making this story about her?
Well, no, she's saying that she
has chosen
her and his family feel that she knows what's best for him. Mm-hmm. In order to make those medical decisions, mm-hmm. so she's going to be making those decisions. In order to do that, she has to legally be his wife.
And I think that's admirable. Okay, well,
where was she before all this happened?
He cheated on her.
Well, I know
she
that.
She was doing drugs.
But what I'm saying, clearly at the time, she didn't care about his health then.
But because he actually was like almost dead or whatever, right? Wasn't he like almost dead? I mean, sometimes it takes that to bring people together. I understand what's going on here. I get it.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Congratulations.
Jason is just bitter. Jesus.
I'm just sick of hearing about them.
Well,
honestly.
I know. The Kardashians bore me too.
I'm sick of hearing about the fucking Kardashians.
But you have to give props
like,
when they do something
Lamar Odom almost died, and somehow the Kardashians find a way to turn around and make it about themselves. Every fucking article you pull up, well, I decide to stay Lamar. Bitch, we're not talking about you. We're talking about Lamar.
So
Shut your ass up.
To you, in your mind, you've got this Svengali there, Chris, in the background saying, oh, my God, we've got to get in on this. We've got to get Khloé back. That's what you're thinking. Like, Khloé's all – this is all a play. I don't think that. I think it's real.
I don't put – when it comes to shit like this, I don't put anything. But they could be doing this for ratings for all I know.
I
do not put anything past
I want to give props to someone who's doing a good thing. Even though it's a Kardashian for one time, whatever their motives – she's doing the right thing. I think it's an awesome thing she's doing. I don't like the Kardashians, and I understand where you're coming from, but I have to say, if she's doing the right thing, you have to give her props for that, at least.
If she's doing this for the right reasons. Congratulations. But honestly, I feel like some shit's going to come out about 2 months from now.
Okay. Well, you know what irritates me is the man bun. You know the man bun, right? You know what that is, right? The man bun.
Yes.
Do you guys like the man bun, or do you think it's stupid?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't care for it.
I think it's ridiculous, and I am so over this whole little trend. But now it's gotten so bad that they have a clip-in man bun now.
Mm-hmm. You can get a clip-in.
See?
But it just looks like a Chinese bud. It doesn't even look like top knot.
Why would you get a clip-on?
Because you can't grow your own hair that long, or it's not long enough yet, and so you want it right now. So you go. Beep.
So pretty much, motherfuckers are resorting to weave.
It's basically a weave or a fall in,
like a clip-on ponytail. Yeah.
I can't with y'all. Stop with this.
Have you guys seen the videos?
Cannot do this evening.
These Australian guys. Have you guys seen the videos of the Australian guys? They go around and they cut off. They like randomly run up to guys and they cut off their man buns.
I have seen that. It's hilarious.
Oh,
I love
my
it.
God, it's so. Buddy.
It's my favorite thing in the whole fucking world. I love it, yes. but one of the biggest things that's going on right now is the fucking most ridiculous thing ever, and that's about the stupid Starbucks cup. Okay.
Red cup. This is the stupidest thing
Red Cup Gate
ever to be on in the news.
The stupid Christian extremists are getting upset at Starbucks because instead of having snowflakes on their cups and things that are indicative to them of Christmas, they now took that away. Now they have a simply beautiful, simplistic, modern red cup with their white logo, I think, and then a white cup and a green logo or whatever. And so it's very Christmassy. It obviously is Christmas, you know, inspired.
It's red, white, and green.
Exactly. And yet these Christians are like, oh my God, they're trying to kill Christmas and take Jesus out of Christmas. Ah! And they're going fucking nuts over it. And one guy was on Fox News just yesterday or something. He went fucking insane and ballistic on the Fox News for not agreeing with him for the fact that this is about getting Jesus out of Christmas. These people are fucking nuts.
Oh, my
and
God.
I read a meme, an internet meme that said, you know, while you're, you know, what was it? Oh, while you're going into Starbucks, you're passing by the homeless man, and instead of giving him $5, why don't you, you know, just yell about this fucking red cup or whatever. I mean, if you're really a Christian, you're going to, you know what I mean? This is nothing to do with Christianity.
Like, now, see, I had gone to Starbucks yesterday, and I remember reading the story. I was reading the story online. I looked at the cup, and at the time, I wasn't putting two and two together. But when I looked at the cup, I was like, oh, there aren't any decorations on there. But I didn't flip out about it. I was like, it still looks Christmassy.
But you're not looking at it from a religious perspective. And even the things that they're saying and commenting about, like they have to be on there to mean Christmas, like snowflakes or Santa Claus, they're not Christian related. They're related to Christmas, the holiday, not to the fucking religion. So, I mean, it doesn't even fucking matter if it's a snowflake on there or not. It's so fucking stupid. But these are the kind of people we have to deal with in Texas and also other places, of course. But why do you think this is stupid? I mean, what's the deal with
it? Yes, it's stupid.
Okay, good.
It's stupid. It's stupid, stupid, fucking stupid.
Yes. Oh,
why is this even trending on social media?
Yeah, it is because people are stupid. By the way, quickly, we were talking earlier about the whole Houston anti-discrimination thing, and the people are calling out Beyonce because she did not come to the aid of this initiative and saying that she, since she's from Houston, she should have come out and actually helped pass it. Do you think that's true, or do you think she's to blame for it not passing?
Is she a part of the Houston Congress now?
Congress.
That's what I want to know. I hate it when they
or whatever it is. I mean, I don't
see.
I don't
here's
understand.
The thing with
she's
Beyonce.
A fucking
I like,
pop star.
Exactly. Here's the thing with Beyonce. Beyonce is a pop star. She's a you know mega superstar worldwide. But I feel like now people's trying to. Are trying to put this thing on her to where she's supposed to just be in control of everything, including politics. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just because, you know, she's from there, even if she were to step in and do something, that doesn't necessarily mean that something is going to be done about it.
Right, exactly.
I mean, like, people stop at, y'all Beyonce, I can't.
Oh, God, this woman's going to be on there. Is she going to be on there, Christian, the last one you listed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I just pulled this
no.
woman up. She looks like
she was on that show that we talked about a minute ago. Before Jason, she was on that show. She's got her hair is dark now.
Probably. Yeah, she is giving me. She's another woman that's giving me rich white Republican realness.
I'm sorry. Ew, I don't like her. See, already I don't like this show.
I wish we could release the names, y'all, because I know there are people who are listening and be like, who in the fuck are they talking about?
We'll spill the tea when the time is.
I wish we could release the names, but we can't. But I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, do you know, by the way, if you're from Dallas, and you know the three of us are from Dallas, and I've always said, and I'm sure Christian can talk on this as somebody in fashion and everything, but I think that Dallas women have a certain look about them, and they have this Dallas look, right? And I don't really know how to explain it. It's more like kind of in between. It's very like polished and whatever, but also girl next door, but also sort of like I'm a bitch. I don't know, all in the same thing. And I don't know how to put it other than that. And all these women have that Dallas look, and they're just the epitome of Dallas. So I guess they're perfect for the show. I guess they're perfect for the show because they do represent term. Dallas. Yes, the worst of I Dallas. See it. Anyway, oh my God. Ew. Anyway, I wish you didn't tell me that. I hate her. Anyway, okay, so what else?
Are there any black people that's going to be on this? Probably
what
not.
Do you think? It's
no.
Dallas.
No.
It's Dallas.
Oh, so I see. I'm not going to be interested in this because this. I mean, I may watch it just for the hell of it, but I feel like it's just going to be another version of like wannabe Beverly Hills or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, though, you know, you have to say though, if they do get the right women, that actually have money, and that woman that I just mentioned does not, by the way. But anyway, the women who actually do have real money, they can actually compete with people in Beverly Hills. There are houses here that are just as crazy, big as they are in Beverly Hills, or bigger.
Yeah.
So if they get the right women, they can be that way. But we'll see what happens.
But it just goes back to what you said. I think a Dallas woman just is a little bit more respectable. You know, people here aren't necessarily chasing fame. Obviously, some are, but and willing to do anything on TV. But I feel like, you know, it's easier to find people in Beverly Hills or New York that are surrounded by that kind of thing, that want to be famous. But here, you know, it's kind of like you put on this fake facade of, you know, going to church every Sunday, and you know, then you go to SMU football game, and
don't knock
SMU.
Nobody
needs to know your dirty secrets, and you know,
because this realtor looks like
I went.
She looks like she lives in Highland Park. Mm. She has grandchildren that go to SMU.
Okay, wait.
I'm just saying what she looks like.
No, I know, but I just want to say that. I mean, you're absolutely right, but. You know, I went to SMU, and when I was there, and it's the same way it is now. I mean, the people there have a certain kind of air about them and a certain way of living and things like that. And it's very true, but not everybody who went to SMU is a bitch or an asshole, just so we can say that, okay?
That's most, but not all.
But I would say – I was going to say that, Jason. I was going to say most people – if there's a certain kind of mentality, just like there is in Dallas, when you go to SMU, the certain kind of person you typically will go there. And almost all the girls when I was there anyway want to get their MRS degrees, which just means they want to get married and that kind of shit. And I actually had.
Did you just say MRS degree?
That's what it's called. That's what it's called, the MRS degree, yes. And they just wanted to find a rich husband and whatever, who's going to be an attorney or something, or doctor or whatever. Anyway, these women grow up and they become these women you see here. And these are the kind of women that I just can't fucking stand.
SMU bitches are some hateful bitches, I'm telling you.
Trust me, I know.
Let me tell you, I've been over there. The guys are okay. They're pretty friendly. I'm not going to say all the women. But most of the women who attend SMU are some straight up hateful ass bitches.
Especially the sorority chicks.
And if you are listening and you're getting upset with me, you're probably one of them.
The sorority chicks were bad too, but anyway. But no, I mean, they're not all like that, but they are. I mean, there's a certain kind of mentality that definitely runs through that.
They always talk about, oh, my Mercedes is in the shop.
Yeah. But that's the thing about Dallas, though. And that's what I want to say. Dallas is all, and you've got to admit, all three of us have to admit. I mean, I think you would probably agree with me on this. And I've always felt, I'm born and raised here. All my life, Dallas is a pretentious city. It's all about who you know, what you wear, where you live, and da da da. And don't you think that's true?
Mm-hmm.
So these women represent the real Dallas, unfortunately. So we're going to see the ugliness coming.
I go to SMU. I was like, well, I went to University of Wisconsin, bitch. Now what's up?
Nobody here knows what that is, though. That's the problem.
She's like, where's that?
Exactly.
I'm like, bitch, I just said Wisconsin.
It's a bubble. Oh, it's a bubble here.
Why? I'm like, why do you go to SMU? Because you seem like a stupid bitch, really.
Well, you don't have to. Please. I mean, whatever. Let's not even go there.
How does a stupid bitch get into SMU? That's what I want.
SMU.
Oh, it's because of mommy and daddy's checkbook.
Oh my god. Anyway.
They write their good old checkbook.
I think it's okay that people have money or whatever. I just think that. You can either be a generous, rich person and nice and kind, or you can be an asshole or a bitch and an asshole, whatever. And most of the ones I run into are like that.
Speaking of generous, rich people, if you're in Dallas and you want to help an amazing organization, do you guys remember the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that was really strong earlier this year? About the girls that were
disappeared. Mm-hmm.
And then it's just from Nigeria.
Yes.
Well, the organization, it's called Unlikely Heroes. It's a nonprofit organization in which they help to rescue girls that are abducted throughout countries all over the world. And they're opening up their first American shelter, which is going to be here in Dallas, which is opening in December. And this Thursday, they're hosting a huge event. I posted on my Twitter with all the details. And it's a fundraiser, obviously, so they can help to get the facility open up here in Dallas. And obviously, they are taking donations. one thing that I didn't know about modern slavery and sex trafficking yes. is that there is more than 10 million minors all over the world that right now are abducted that need to get rescued.
That is horrible.
So this is honestly something I feel like we don't pay enough attention to as a society, especially going on in our own country. And the reason it's coming to Dallas, if a lot of people don't know, is Texas and Oklahoma, they have the most highways between the country or between, excuse me, the East and West Coast. So a lot of girls are picked up and dropped off within these areas. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing organization to welcome to Dallas, especially for it to be their first American mm-hmm. thing. So check them out. Unlikelyheroes.com. They're really awesome.
That's a good cause, and we will check that out.
Yes, I'm working with them on some stuff, so I'm really, really excited.
Well, good for you. Aren't you Miss Little Charitable? Good for you.
You know, I'm trying to get my philanthropy in. You know, if I can't donate money,
you can donate your time
and my
exactly.
voice.
Yes. Exactly. Good for you. Okay. Anything else before we go you guys want to mention?
Yes. Okay, so H&M, and Chris, you may have to help me out with this because you have all the fashion sense. H&M has come out with this line, I'm assuming called Balmain. I don't even know what
it's pronounced. It's just a special capsule collection, yeah.
Okay, now what is it exactly?
It's just a capsule. They do it every fall. It's a capsule collection with a big high-end designer, which this year is Balmain. And they just do a full men's and women's collection. They release it in stores and online in select stores. And it always sells out in like the first 20 minutes or whatever. And that's it.
Well, they showed a video. They showed a video online mm-hmm. of people like a stampede going through an H&M store. And I'm like,
yeah,
all of this over... I'm just like,
reason that that video is influential is because the way that H&M does it, Target also does these. They're not really as big as they used to be anymore, but the way that they do it is at H&M is you line up in this really long line early in the morning, and they give out wristbands to every 20 people, and then that's your time slot. So you have 15 minutes to shop within your wristband color. So if it's red, it's 9:15. If it's blue, it's 9:30. And so the reason that video is important is because the people actually barricaded through the doors and they all like just stampeded in like absolutely crazy fucking people for these clothes.
H&M is like cheap shit though, I thought.
Well, they do the capsule collection, which is higher in quality and it is higher price point. Like usually this stuff starts at like $70, $80, $90 and this time I think they went up to like $500 or $600.
Yeah, I'm looking at a dress now that's $650.
You gonna get a dress, Chase? So
hell,
I mean,
first of all, I can't wear shit up in H&M. Okay, H&M caters to skinny bitches.
I've never been there. I mean,
they actually only went up to a size large this time around.
Yeah, they
which usually they do extra large.
Wow.
I mean, they've done amazing collections in the past. They've done Alexander Wang, which I have some stuff from. They've done a Karl Lagerfeld collection.
Feedback. Talk again, Christian. Try now. You've got feedback.
Karl Lagerfeld.
I'm talking. Sorry.
Bye.
No, don't leave. I'm just saying you're coming. I don't know what's happening on your side. Anyway, okay. Well, that's all the time we have anyway, but I wanted to say.
It was the universe telling me we don't care.
We don't care.
I just want to know Chris's thoughts on it.
Now, I just want to say that I've passed by there. I've never in my life set foot in there. It's very much a young person's store.
I don't really shop there much. The clothes are not.
Your thing.
I mean, I have like a blazer or two from there that's okay. But it's just exciting this time of year for H&M because they do the big capsule collection with the big designer. So it's just a good opportunity for people that can't really afford super high-end designers to like have a piece. And it is collector stuff. So if you're into collecting them every year,
yeah,
it's just exciting.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's good. But it's just one of those things. I remember I went in there and the guy asked me, he's like, can I help you out with something? I'm like, I can't want nothing up in here.
You want to see some funny memes? Do hashtag Balmain Nation on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's so funny. So funny.
Well, guys, that's the end of the show. We are going to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. We are going to be back next Tuesday, same time, 9 p.m. Central. If you want to follow us, you can go to gayxyz.com, and you can listen to the show there live if you want to. And you can also listen to us on iTunes if you want to subscribe.
Like my friend Kat is listening right now. Hi, Kat.
iTunes, or not iTunes, on the site. Yeah, cool. Hi, Kat. So thanks for listening, everybody. And if you want to find out more about me, you can go to offlimitshow.com. If you want to find out more about Christian, you can go to
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com and Christian Craven on Instagram and Twitter.
And Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter, which is Jason B Like. It's Jason underscore B, B-E underscore like.
And we will talk to you all next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.